I've spent the last year putting the pieces of my life back together after I lost everything in my six-figure marketing business. So yeah, I loved that agency. And now I'm taking my decade plus of traditional marketing experience, combining it with the latest online marketing techniques and starting again from scratch. The question is, how will I do it? With the new challenges like cash flow, debt, and no team. This podcast is here to give you the answer. So join me and follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only the simplest, most uncomplicated methods. My name is Samantha Gooden, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Welcome. Welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. I have got with me today Erin Adesso. So Erin, first off, if you are watching this on YouTube, look behind Erin. That plant behind Erin is a money tree, right? And 3 years and 6 months ago, Erin got this money tree. She'll tell us all about it because that was the start of her entrepreneurial journey. And look how big and thriving it is. We're going to be talking all things today with Erin, life and also money, but also the challenges of business and how you can overcome the triple threat. Ladies and gentlemen, help me to welcome Erin Adesso.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thanks, Sam. Yes. Awesome.
So sometimes I like to do that, right? You know, I always love the guy who says, "Let's get ready to rumble."
Oh, yeah. My favorite.
So, yeah, that's kind of how I feel being here with you. I was telling you just before we came on air that, you know, you really are such a fantastic motivator, and you helped me. You've helped me in multiple ways. And I know you've helped many, many people. Tell us a little bit about what you do and why you do what you do.
Yeah. So what I do basically is I started out coaching mortgage loan originators and their realtor partners. And that was because that was the business that I had been in for over 10 years when I left the corporate world. And so, you know, that was a great place to go because I knew there was a need. You know, I knew I always thrived in that world for some reason. And I knew that there was a need there to still continue to serve, but just in a different way from my own perspective with my own ideas, because in the corporate world, I was a square peg in a round hole for sure. And I was always making a compromise. And that just wasn't a comfortable place for me. And although I tried to make it as comfortable as possible, it just wasn't, right? And so that's who I ended up serving. And you know, my background is basketball, really. And everybody's like, "What do you mean your background's basketball?" Well, if I didn't like start to play basketball when I was 10 years old, none of this would have been possible, right? And so that's kind of like the crux of where the name came from, and I'll get there. But, you know, when I was about 11 years old, 12 years old, I decided that I was going to go to college and be the first person in my family to get a degree. And at that time, I was this kid that was learning disabled, getting C's and D's, and not really understanding like how to read, do any of that, and didn't get why I felt stupid, right? When I knew I wasn't stupid, but I felt stupid. And right in that moment, I was like, "I'm going to go to college." And I remember everybody around me, like all my family, like they try to support your dream, but they don't want to like give you too much when they think it's out of reach, which is kind of what my parents did. They were like, "You know, maybe you should think about some other angles just in case." And they were doing that in a loving way, and I get it. But for me, I was like, no way. So focused on, like, I know I can do this. And my route was basketball. And if any of you guys meet me now, it's like I'm 6 feet tall. I'm clearly a basketball player. But a lot of people, like, hear me or see me on video, and they're like, "I didn't know you were that tall," right? It's just one of those things. But it wasn't always the case, right? It was when I made this decision – I was like 4'8" and I was not a good basketball player at all, but I loved the sport. My passion for it was so real. And in that moment, I decided I'm going to play this every single day. I dribbled up to my basketball court. That was like 4 or 5 blocks away from my house, played with the guys every single day, and then dribbled back when the streetlights came on. Right. This was my life. And I was like, I'm so focused until I got myself where I was good. And then I was like, start to get recruited. And in that moment, I learned, and in hindsight, I look back, that's where all my focus, like one of my main words, focus, humble, hopeful, strong, loving, inspired. The one at the top is focus, because without that focus, I wouldn't have achieved any of anything else, right? And so it's like, I ended up getting a Division I full ride scholarship to play basketball in college. I did end up being the first person in my family to ever have a degree. I did everything I wanted to do by just focusing on this one thing, right? And then everything else came from it. And so I named my company Triple Threat Success, because when you're playing basketball and you're in triple threat position, you have the ball and you can either shoot for the score, you can pass to somebody else to score, or you can drive to the basket and score, right? So it's like putting yourself in three scoring positions. And so to be a triple threat success in life, I look at it as you're choosing to be a success in business, in your career, right? In your health and your wellness, and in your relationships. And if you can nail down those three, or at least have a good plan, you're in fact a triple threat success, right? Because we're always in a situation where we're like, my job is good, my business is good, my relationship is good, and I'm fat, right? Or my job is good, I just broke up with my relationship and I'm skinny, right? But I have no relationship, right? It's always like we're always kind of chasing one. It's like my relationship is good, I'm working out really good, and then I just lost my job. Like, it's always kind of, we're always chasing those things. And it's not about perfection in those things, because we're never going to have that perfection. But what I want us to have is a plan, to always have a plan. Mm. So when you fall off, you jump right back on because you're following the plan. You know, that's part of being a triple threat success. And that's where the name came from. And, you know, I always tell my clients, it's like, yeah, we can focus on those three things. I would love to. They're always important to everybody's life. But sometimes people, my clients will choose a different thing. Like, it's like they want to focus on wealth and career and family, or like they choose to be a triple threat in three different items, right? And that's okay too. Like, you choose your path, you choose your weapons, you choose how you're going to score. Yeah. But you pick those things and you focus. First, you focus.
Okay, so this, you're probably seeing me like, I'm spinning my notebook in a few different ways, right? Because I've heard you talk about the triple threat before, but I think every time that we hear messages, which is why I listen to books and stuff over and over and over, is because of where you are, the message actually connects to you in a very different way. So the triple threat being business/career, relationships, and then health. I can relate to this so much. In fact, just this that you have said has inspired me to write a particular post on my page, which I will do right after this. So, Erin, I lost everything in my business toward the end of 2018. 2019 was like the worst year of my life. And I've had some pretty bad times, but last year was a really bad year. I gained at least 30 pounds. I stopped going on the scale, to be honest with you, because I'm just ashamed. Yeah, and in January... but in January of this year, January 15 exactly, I made a decision that I was going to make some changes. Went 100% plant-based lifestyle. I started focusing on the basics, prayer, meditation, and just really centering on the focus and the vision. And within less than 2 months, I had lost over 20 pounds. And guess what happens? I am saying this because I recognize that I was, in many times in my life, I've had like a really great business and really great career stuff happening, but my relationship sucked and my health sucked. Like, I was always getting sick and I was always thinking, I never really like truly had the triple threat together to be this triple threat person. So when you put it in the context of this framework, I'm like, oh wow, life has changed and life can change even more because of a shift of focus. So how do we, based on your methodology, how do we become true triple threats?
Yeah. So the first thing is decide what your focus is, right? And you can't focus on everything, right? Everybody says like, I'm really good at multitasking. No, you're not actually. You're actually really bad at a lot of things at one time. So I'm always like, decide what your focus is, right? So decide the three things that you know in life. If you have these things, you're basically your best human, right? You're the best human that can go out there and make a difference and make an impact and love people the way you should and react the way you should. And for everybody, it's different. Like for me, the health piece, the fitness piece is so huge. Without that, I don't know how to be any, I don't know how to function well as a salesperson or as a business owner or as a friend or whatever. I'm not good if I'm not healthy or if I'm not getting that energy out, right? So like that is like one of the core things for me. And then, you know, relationships, I am a very, you know, like when I take all the tests and everything, it shows me introverted in my natural state and extroverted in my career, right? It's like, because I have to be, right? But those close-knit relationships are so important for me. I love these. I love this one-on-one. I don't like to go to a dinner party when there's 15 people because I'm like, I'll just grab the one person and then just like hold them close for the whole entire time, right? And so my relationships I cherish, and so I need that to be important. And then my career, it's almost like my career almost like took over for basketball, right? So for me, it was always like focus on basketball, get really good, be an MVP, be the high scorer, do this, compete. And when I got into the workforce and I had to kind of let go of basketball, it became my competition. And so I always need to be doing well in order to feel like my best human, you know, that's like where I put myself. So you need to decide like, what are those things that allow you to be the best version of you? And then get a plan and focus on just those things. And sometimes what you need to do is you might get a plan for all three and then you implement a plan for one until that one's working well. And then boom, implement the plan for the second until that one's working well and implement the plan for the third until that one's working well. And this isn't like an overnight thing, you know? It's like at times it might take you 3 or 4 years to start to get a good plan for your three major things. You can't be in a rush. You just have to know to be committed and be focused and make sure one's working before the next one does, you know, because that's the thing. It's like, that's the world we live in, immediate gratification. We want fast, but it doesn't work that way. Right. And so we gotta implement strategies as we get good at them.
So can I say, cause like I, as you were talking there, you know, one over the other, I've recognized something for myself. So when I'm doing these as individual podcasts, when I'm doing them as monologues, I usually record these podcasts while I'm going swimming, and I have great revelations while I'm going to swimming and when I'm coming back from swimming. And I've recognized that health piece, whether it's what we consume or what we do with our physical bodies, that helps us. Well, it helps me just get mental focus. So this thing about focus, I find the physical piece, it helps with that. If I'm not swimming or I'm not doing one of my activities that I love, which is usually, you know, around triathlons and those kind of activities, I am just like a total mess. Mm-hmm. And I find that even some of the answers to my relational issues, you know, heated discussions, usually come while I'm in the midst of working on this health piece, or I'm eating the right kind of food, which then helps me to think and feel right. So I agree with you that yes, we should choose which part of our lives we want to focus on, but I have discovered that getting the health piece right just really helps.
It is. You know, you're just better. You feel better. It's really the confidence piece that happens, right? When you're healthy and you feel good about yourself and your clothes or how you look, when you look in the mirror and you're like, okay, like I like myself, you're better. You perform better. You're better on stage. You're better in a one-on-one. Everything is about you is better. Your confidence is so high. You know, if you don't achieve that, it's very hard to fake it. There are people that are like, fake it till you make it. Well, I don't really believe in that. Like, I feel like people know when you're faking it, you know. It's gotta be real.
So talking about real and authenticity and just the way that you pull it together, if we've got business and career, we've got relationships and health, we've got relationships and then we've got health, right? In your experience, when you have found when you're living in the triple threat zone, what does that feel like? Like, what's that like?
It feels amazing, right? It feels like you're doing everything that you should be doing, right? You know how, like, sometimes you wake up and you're like, I just don't feel like I'm doing everything I can or I should or that I want to do, Well, when you're in your triple threat success, you're in your triple threat world, you don't wake up that way. You wake up ready to go because you know everything you do that day is carved in intention and focus, and you're taking steps toward just making it greater, right? So it's like you don't, you're full, like you're not empty, you know? You don't wake up empty, you wake up full, full of energy, full of desire, full of heart, full of love, all the things that just make us better.
Yeah. Gosh, just in so many places in my life, I have been so out of whack and so off kilter because I allowed my business and my career to take over everything else, over relationships and over my health, like all the time. And I validated myself in doing that and kept myself super duper busy, not giving anything to anyone else except my business and or my career. And I felt empty most of the time and lost most of the time. In your experience, have you ever encountered anyone like that in your coaching? And what do you usually say to them to help them, you know, get through it?
Yeah. So yes is the answer. I've encountered that person, and how I talk to them is like how I got through it myself, because I'm not talking to you like I've been this way my whole life. I've been like, I was 70 pounds overweight. I had lost my job. My first year in entrepreneurship, I went into debt, 60 grand. Like, I've done it badly, right? And I think because I've done it badly, I know how important it is to do it right. And so I usually, like, I'll talk to them the same way that I used to talk to myself, which is basically, all right, what are the key things that we need to do to keep yourself getting back on the right track? And all the time, I always find that it's about challenging them in an area that they want to be challenged, or they need to be challenged, right? Or they need to learn, or they need to be pushed out of their comfort zone slightly. So if we can get them to have a small win in an area where they never thought they could, that's what kind of is the inertia to them then getting into the other, their main three realms, right? So we got to build confidence. So basically the way I coach is to find out where the disconnect is, right? Find out what it is that the story that they've been telling themselves, the belief that the inner belief and the, you know, whatever you want to call it, the, you know, the bad dog or the, you know, the good dog versus the bad dog and the bad voice versus the good voice. So find out what that bad voice has been telling themselves, what that main crux of belief that they, you know, subscribe to, and then turn that on its ass, basically, and show them that that is wrong. We're not going to perpetuate that anymore. And then this is the new version of you. And how do we do that? And I empower them, and I make sure that they know how much I believe in them, because as humans, we need somebody on our side. You know, I think a lot of times that's how we serve as coaches. And I know you face this too. It's like, a lot of times it's like we're not saying anything that's like super amazing and like brand new and oh my God, I've never heard that before. We're just saying things that they've heard, but we're coming from a place of love and true belief in them. And for that, they hear it differently.
Ah, gosh, Erin. Yes, 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 yes. It's kind of, it's how we turn the corner. These small wins, how we turn the corner. So to become the triple threat, we want to be amplifying or maximizing the small wins and being grateful for the small wins, because, you know, that's what totally helps us. Can you tell us a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey? You know, when you talk, you sound very convicted. How did you get out of like $60,000 of debt in your first year? How did you get out of that?
Oh,
I should ask you, how did you get into it? And then how did you get out of it?
Yeah, so how I got out of it was good old fashioned hard work, but I got into it in the very first year out of the corporate world. So I was a VP of a mortgage company and running a successful sales team, and we were doing amazingly, just had a breakthrough year. In 2016 and 2017 was getting started, and I had some great plans for the team, and we had all this good stuff worked out. And on the 15th, I just like unexpectedly, the owner came in and laid me off and said, basically, we're going to alleviate that position and I'm going to run that. So basically, he was just telling me, you know, they're going to cut that line so then they could have more profit. So in that exact moment, I was like, whoa, all of a sudden, you know, okay, from a triple threat perspective, my career is now non-existent, where I already just got done telling you that that's like how I judge myself, right? Like, that's my competitive spirit. That's like, those are like those wins I need every single day. And so I had been thinking about doing something on my own for so long. But there was kind of this golden handcuff of working for another company and making this amazing check that was just coming in and kind of like being able to just count on that. And it's hard to walk away from something like that, but it's easier when you're pushed. And so I was pushed away. And so I was forced to, you know, decide, okay, what do you need to do now? Do you really want to go on your own? Do you have the, like, do you have it in you to do that? And I felt like I did. I had enough experience, you know, in corporate world. I've been in corporate world for almost 23 years at that point. And I was like, I feel like I have enough tools, but it's scary, right? And so I went ahead and jumped off the, you know, as they say, jump off a cliff, build your wings on the way down. And I just, you know, went Rambo style into it. I burned my resumes. You know, they say like burn the boats. I basically like went on the computer, deleted all my resumes. Went on LinkedIn, deleted, delete, monster, delete, got rid of delete, because I figured if I was going to really do it, I couldn't have access to that resume. Because what was happening was like people were calling me from other companies already and trying to recruit me. And it's so easy when you start to fail to be like, well, maybe I should look for plan B. And I'm a big believer of like, screw plan B. Plan B doesn't allow you to focus on plan A. And so I needed to make sure that I knew in my heart, I hated more to rebuild a resume than I would like to just keep working on my business, right? So if the resume wasn't there, then that wasn't any longer an option, okay? So I burned the boats, went in, and then I was just like, Google maniac, right? Like just like total Google maniac. And you and me both love Steven Larson, and he's always like, Google it. And I'm always like, oh, he's so right. You can freaking Google anything, or you like even better, you can Google it and then watch the YouTube and it like tells you how to do it.
Yeah.
So I just started building a website like by Googling it and like doing everything. But then it was like I got to points where I needed help. And so I started to ask for a lot of help and enlist in a lot of coaching. And
This isn't like a
poo-poo on coaching, but there's some people out there that misrepresent themselves or don't, I won't say misrepresent. What I'll say is I made some choices and some coaches that really weren't fit for me in the position I was in at that point, being in my very first year of entrepreneurship. Maybe they were for somebody else that was further down the road.
Yeah.
Maybe there just wasn't some congruency. I spent a lot of money on like these Facebook guys that were like, I can help you with these ads and blah, blah, blah. And so that's how I got into debt. Like I probably spent 25 grand on trying to find a good Facebook guy until I was like, screw the Facebook guys. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. You know, I made a lot of bad choices. So you need to ask how did I get into debt?
Erin, are they really bad choices? Because while you're talking, I'm also thinking through the choices that I made when I first started my coaching company and getting into my marketing agency 100% full, you know, going gung ho. And I remember, and I am willing to call the name of the people because, you know, it's Infusionsoft before finding ClickFunnels. And when I was doing the Infusionsoft stuff, honest to goodness, I spent just in one part of that $18,000, not to mention all of the other fees that I paid, plus for the other coaching, plus the fact that I couldn't use the platform myself, so I then had to find someone to do stuff for me. And it pains me now when I think of what I put myself through to go through that and to learn that. So, but I look now and I say, was it really a bad decision? Because I don't know that I had the information to make better decisions at that time. I'm just so happy that I learned such major lessons, and that's why ClickFunnels for me now, I mean, I'm a diehard, you know.
Yeah, me too. And I did the same journey, girl, and this is something that me and you never talked about, but I did Confusionsoft too.
Yeah.
And same thing, spent tons of money, had to have somebody build it. I used to look at that thing and be like, what the like, I don't even know what this is. And like, And then finally, it was just like, I cannot do this. And that's when I found Russell, I found ClickFunnels, I found Steven. And I was like, oh my God, I just built my first page. And, you know, it was like one of these things that was like, oh, and it was very exciting. And you know, and you're right. And I mean, I have it tattooed on my arm, right? We never lose, we learn. I think I needed to have those lessons, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I'm the type of person that needs to learn things like the hard way, you know? And I'm also the type of person that's the ready, fire, aim girl. I just like, I'll shoot, you know, and I'll swing away and, you know, and I'll make the mistakes. And so hence the 60 grand, right? And then I got real focused on, okay, what do I really enjoy doing? Because all that stuff was doing was like making me get outside of my focus, my passion, where I really wanted to serve and get to a place where I just was trying to make money to get over these bills. So then I wasn't serving like the people I really wanted to serve. Like my business was like, I didn't know what, I had no focus at all. I was like training some people online with fitness. And then I was like doing coaching. I was literally like, whatever I can do to get money, right? And that was so out of alignment with who I was that it was like this snowball that I had to like eventually just like, what are you doing? I had this like all of a sudden I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, what are you doing? Just get like, start over. And I literally like canceled Confusionsoft, freaking fired everybody. Like, I was like, I don't care how much money I've spent. If the money doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because the money is what is making me not do what I'm supposed to do in this world, you know? And so the second I did that, it was almost like I started to attract the right people in my world. I started to coach the right people. I started to serve the way I wanted to serve. Everything just got better. And with that, you know, then you start focus on paying off your debt. And so that's how 2018, half of 2019 was about paying off debt, you know, and then really reinvesting into the business and building things that I knew could help my clients. You know, that was the biggest thing. Whenever I'd come across a problem with one of my clients and I came to a solution, then I would then make sure that I had that solution like for my next client or for the, or other people that I can encounter, because if one person has a problem, others do. We know that.
Yeah, and I think you have just tapped into something there. Creating solutions that can help others so that you are creating once, but then you are able to share your creation multiple times and also reap from your creation multiple times. And that's how we are able to expand ourselves and expand our reach and our impact as entrepreneurs. How did you get into kind of like the systemization of your thoughts, your thinking, and the creation of these frameworks that you use?
Reading. Like I became such an avid reader and when I became an entrepreneur, because everything that I Googled and read about people that were successful, it was always like CEOs read at least 50 books a year and blah, blah, blah. And at that time I was, and I still am a poor reader. I don't read much at all. I listen to everything. And so I became like a super avid audiobook listener. And my focus was like, okay, let's just read, learn. And the thing I learned was no matter what I read, it always expanded my mind or put me into a different zone of thought that I never really knew existed. I realized I was like, I was really creative. I never really knew that I was creative until I started to learn from others. And then I kept having all these good ideas, you know, like epiphanies of like, oh yeah, I can do that with my clients. And what I learned and what ends up being my kind of, you know, forte in this industry of mortgage and real estate is that I can listen to things that are in other industries, tech and whatever, and even entrepreneurship, and I can take those ideas and I can apply them to where the mortgage person is thinking and where the realtor is thinking, right? And if I wasn't able to kind of listen to more people's perspective, I think that's what reading does. It allows us to listen to more perspectives, which opens our own mind to our own creative brain that we didn't know existed.
Yeah. Gosh, you're talking, you're sending me kind of like on this Alice in Wonderland journey, because it's true. I think of books that have shifted my mind or changed, or just like you said, I'm listening to the book because I do a lot of listening too. I read some, but I do mostly listening, and I'm listening to a book and it starts me down a whole different train of thought and a way of thinking that I didn't even know I needed to think. Like, it creates a neural pathway that I don't think existed before. And it expands you. And like, it totally, totally expands you. And
it's so funny that you say that, because that's exactly what it does. It's like, you didn't know that existed in your own head. Right. But it does. It was there, but we needed to wake it up, you know? And when I was a manager and a VP of the company, and when our teams I led all the time, my thing, I used to always yell at everybody and say, like, readers are leaders. But I meant, like, that was my, like, readers are leaders. But what I meant was, like, a lot of people, they get emails and they don't read through them. And so they're like, I didn't know how to do it. They're like, read.
It's all there.
Readers are leaders, right? But then in my entrepreneurship, it became a different thing. Like, and I thought to myself, oh my God, I've been saying this all along, but it's a different thing. It's like reading books and reading, like, the way people think and the way they're successful. And, you know, I remember reading the thing about the guy from Zappos. And I read his book about, like, how he creates culture and how he built this amazing company by focusing on culture first. And I was like, oh, my God, like, that is so important. But, like, you know, it awakened something else in my head. Like, oh, my God. When I have my bigger company and I have employees, I 100% want to enlist this, because it's something I've always believed in, you know? But it's just, readers are leaders, 100%. And I used to scream it at the top of my lungs, and I meant just emails, but now I mean it from books. And like, this is how we get better, is by listening to other people's ideas and being open to it, because then it allows us to open it in our own head, in our own unique way, that allows us to then serve it to somebody else in maybe a form that they can understand.
Yeah. So I used to hear this term, readers are leaders, and I didn't get it, to be honest with you. I, for as long as I can remember, I've always loved reading, but readers are leaders, I did not get. But, however, just like how you've put this, which is, when we read, we create frameworks. When we read, we're exposed to a brand new way of thinking. We expand, like I said, it expands you and it creates pathways and, you know, and thinking patterns that you didn't have before. It exposes you to this, and then it allows you then to be able to share that with others. You expand and you grow with reading. Tell me, all right, maybe there isn't one book that you can say is your favorite book, but what are some of your top ones?
Oh boy. Let me go to the Audible list.
Okay. Go to the Audible.
Jeez. I know one of the big ones in 2019 was Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. That one was a great thing in 2019 that I read. One of the very first books I read was like Choose Yourself, and it's by James Altucher. That was a great book. Own the Moment by Carl Lentz is more of an inspirational, more of a spiritual book that I typically wouldn't lean on. But when I read that, it opened up some different pathways in my head that I didn't know existed. I'm a big Gary Vee fan, so I read all of his books.
Yeah.
Grant Cardone is a very unique individual who sometimes offends people.
Yeah.
But I had this connection when I first heard him that I was like, I love his realness. I love sometimes his brashness. I love everything about, like, what he was saying about sales, as far as, you know, kind of the piece where you have to be, you can't take rejection as a personal thing. And so I read every one of his books in 2017. I went to the 10X that year, and that was huge for me as well. Be Obsessed or Be Average was one of the books that I loved that he wrote. That was a good one. Gabrielle Bernstein wrote a book called The Universe Has Your Back.
Yeah.
That shit was great. Yeah. Mel Robbins, The 5-Second Rule, was one of the books I read in the very beginning.
Totally.
Yeah. There's so many.
I know. So hold on, go back. So the Grant Cardone book that stood out to you was which one?
Be Obsessed or Be Average.
Be Obsessed. or Be Average? Because I actually haven't read any of his books.
It's a great book.
And Choose Yourself. Who wrote that one?
Choose Yourself was James Altucher.
James Altucher.
And it's like A-L-C-H-U-R, something like that. He has a couple of books in his series. They're really great. I read all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. Thank you so much for sharing those, because in so doing, we're able to shift our own framework and kind of do what we need to do. I would love, Erin, for more people to know about you and for more people to find you, because you're an extremely inspirational person and you kind of pull us up. I'm nowhere near being 6 feet tall, but I feel so much taller when I'm around you and feel so much taller when I talk to you. So how do we find you? How do we find your message?
Yeah, so my website is triplethreatsuccesscoach.com. It has all of my, you know, this is my services, my products, a little bit about our mission. And then on Facebook, you can find me at Erin Adesso. I have a Facebook page. And then I have a group page called Certified to Hustle. And that was kind of a group that I had that was a paying group. And just recently with the events that were going on, I've opened it up now to anyone who needs us in this moment, because I feel like right now, you know, and right now as we're talking, there's the whole pandemic and everything, and a lot of people are at stay-at-home order, and there's all this stuff, and I think people need a diversion. They need somewhere to allow themselves to focus on something that's going to make them better instead of watching a bunch of stuff that's telling them that they're going to be sick. And so we opened it up. So if they go to Facebook, and then go to the group Certified to Hustle and just ask to join. I will let them in. And we're doing free coaching every week. Mondays at 3:30. And we're adding stuff. Yeah, free coaching Mondays, 3:30. This Monday is about your story inventory and about how I wrote my first book. And we're giving out a PDF on, you know, kind of coming up with all your stories that allow you to then write your book, because it's real hard to just sit down and write things, but it's real easy to pull things out and then put them together. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Awesome. So we've got Certified to Hustle. That's your Facebook group. We've got triplethreatcoach.com.
You got it.
Okay, Erin, I got a question for you. If you were stranded on a desert island, what is one thing that you would need, one thing you'd need with you to be happy?
What? I just get one thing?
Just one.
And it's a thing, not a person, right?
It could be a person too.
God, that's so tough. That's a tough one. I would say it would need to be my biggest supporter, that allows me to like not get down on myself and pick me up. But it would have to be like Molly, but she has to have my phone in her pocket so I can listen to Audible. Because I need my books. I need my Google. I need my Steven Larson. I need my Russell Brunson. So the
That's
answer
a good
is
one.
We're gonna get like, this is what we do, right? Entrepreneurs, we find ways to fix the problem. Molly's coming with my phone in her pocket.
I love it. I think that's the best answer yet. Thank you so much, Erin. This has been a fantastic time with you. I always enjoy spending time with you and just your perspective on life. You just help us to reframe things. If you have, you know, maybe you didn't hear it, the link for all of Erin's resources is going to be right here in the show notes. But if you didn't get it, it's triplethreatcoach.com and Certified to Hustle. That is her Facebook group. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here on Marketing Launch Radio, Erin. I really do appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, Samantha, it's been such a pleasure. You're so fun. You bring out different parts of me too. You inspire me. Us meeting face to face for the very first time was so, so cool at Funnel Hacking Live. And now we have this amazing friendship that I treasure. And that's what happens, right? It's like these things happen. So thanks for giving me the opportunity to share. Hopefully we've made people better today, right? And that's what we thrive on. So
yeah. Love you too. Love you too. All right. Woo!
If you're listening to this, then you're probably in one of two scenarios. Either you're a woman with a great talent who's ready to launch your personal brand, but isn't quite sure how to take the next step. Or you're running your own business, you've got some marketing happening, ads going, and content. Maybe you've even got an agency, but things aren't clicking just right, and you're trying to tie all the pieces together. Well, if you want my help or just want to get an idea of what it's like to work with me, then just go to unlockyourbrandnow.com. Mm-hmm. I believe in simplifying marketing and making it a process that's very, very easy. But I'm also on a mission to help every woman that I can launch her personal brand or her business brand in 21 days or less. So go to unlockyourbrandnow.com and go check it out.